worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy.
Sister, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, I've been joining you down since over 2 hours now. Because you believe and you will see. It's not possible to be happy without belief. It is belief that leads to happiness. You believe, that is why you are happy. Because you believe, you dance. Because you believe, you sit there. Hallelujah. Viewers all over the world, I want to talk to you. Let me talk to you. Viewers, also under the bondage, dominion of Satan and all his sickness, disease, receive freedom in the name of Jesus. Viewers, wherever you are, whatever you are doing at this moment, are you on the sick bed? Listen, also under the bondage, dominion of Satan, demon, and all his sickness, disease, said by disappointment, receive freedom in the name of Jesus. 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 Be delivered. Be delivered. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free in the name of Jesus. I believe. I say, I believe. You will see. Thank you. I want them to begin to see before they will join us. And those who are sick among them, there are many that are really under the dominion of demon. Right now, I know. After that prayer, freedom, 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 freedom. Thank you, Jesus. I can see you being set free. I say, I can say you've been set free. I say, I can say you, I repeat because I know what I'm saying. I can see you being set free. I can see you being delivered. You know, it's a thing of the spirit. Before you know, I will know before. It's has to do with our level in the spirit. I can see you being set free. Not that you will not know. You will know, but I need to know before you. Because of my position, yes. I can see, before you, I can see you've been set free. That will help your faith. Now, that will really help your faith, because by now you have not seen, maybe probably some of you have not seen that you have been set free. You are still waiting for prayer. But now I'm telling you, because I'm telling you, I have seen you being set free already. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
That is not normal. I know you too, you are not normal. Because you cannot come here ordinarily. If you cannot be here ordinarily. Yes, yeah, I can see. Thank you, I can see. thank you. Yes, we continue today. I have some revelation for you, all of you. Because I know I'm talking to the whole world. But there are many flags, different flags. I have a revelation for all you. And as we take a step, the answer is prayer. We pray. We pray to counsel, we pray to receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have actually played your role, some role. For you to be dancing this morning and forget that challenges. Oh my God. I salute your faith. Are you with me? You know, many are here with a huge of debt. Huge of debt. And some are here, someone borrowed or given them some money as a flight ticket or a ticket to come here. They are down. Many are down. Many with sickness, disease. But suddenly, for the past 3 hours now, you can't even differentiate the sick, those who are sick, and those who are really free from sickness. I mean, with what you are saying this morning, can you tell me who is sick among you? Can you tell me who is poor? Can you tell me who is facing any challenges? Everyone has been dancing. That is to show you that, look, there's finger of God. Yes. So this is exactly the picture of your future. The picture of what is about to come. What is about to come is what you have demonstrated. You have demonstrated exactly what is about to come. Hallelujah. Because the blessing of God demands for joy first. When you are about to meet God, you have to meet him with joy. We don't meet God with sadness. When you are sad and you begin to move into it, no, it's not God. That is not God. That is not God. In him, there is no sadness. What we are complaining, in him, there is no situation you are complaining. It's as a result of our what? Lapses. In him, there is no that challenge we are talking about. In him, the disease, the sickness, the challenges, the poverty, in him, there is nothing like that. You just need to see the image, what God says you are. You just need to know. You just need to see by yourself what God says you are. If you see what God says you are, you will know you are a different person, different from what God says you are. Are you with me? If you see what God says you are, you will know that there is a difference between you and what God says you are. You are there. If you are able to see what God says you have, there is a difference between what God says you have and what you have now. Oh my God. Are you there? What God says you can do. If you are able to see what God says you can do, there is difference between what God says you can do and what you are doing. That is why there is no cause for pride. If one is very proud, you see him very arrogant, you say, you have not achieved what God says you have, or what you can do. You are underrated what God says what you can do, and you are proud, arrogant. Take note of that. I want to listen to a testimony of a married couple. And I realize if I'm not here, they will not be able to put an end to the issue. And some other, we have 15 more people that are waiting. We will not be able to go beyond that marriage couple. After that, we move forward. But take note of this message, that what God says you are is different from what you are. Now, that's different. What God says you have is different, that's different between what you have and what God says you have. What God says you can do is quite different from what you are doing now. So when you see this, you know, what is wrong? Yes, something's wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, you just write it, we continue. God loves you so much. We have many on the streets that are supposed to be in palace, but they are on the streets. Are you with me? I say there are some people on the streets that are supposed to be in the palace. Supposed to be in palace. There are some people also that people that pray for you. You are supposed to pray for them, but they are the one praying for you. Because of the name prophet, bishop, archbishop, evangelist. That title is a title. You are supposed to pray for them, but they are the one praying for you because you don't know whom you are. I repeat again, I think this is a good example for you because you don't know whom you are. What God says you are is different from what you are. Many here that are supposed to be praying, those whom you are supposed to pray for, they are the one praying for you because of just mere title. Okay, how would that help the future or your vision? Killing your vision, killing your mission. In the same way, many are being fed today, and they are supposed to be the one to feed. Where are we going? If you are taking a wrong route, you can never get to your destination until you discover your route. Tell your neighbor, if you are taking a wrong route, you can never get to your destination until you discover your route. That is way. This is where I'm supposed to follow. If I follow it, I will get to where I'm going. But I'm following this way. I can never get to where I'm going. This is the problem of many of us here today. So if there's any challenges, it's not the problem you have. But am I in the wrong route or the right route? What is holding you? Challenge is a normal thing. Sickness is normal. Disease is normal. Disappointment is normal. It's a way of life. You get over it. Setback is normal. So far you get over it. It's part of our way. Our way, everyday life. It's normal. Persecution is normal. It's a way of life. If you are living a life and there is no persecution, no sickness, no disease, you should ask yourself, where you are not noticed. No one is noticed. You are not nobody. When you become somebody and you have not become that somebody, but today you are nobody, but in your future, tomorrow you are going to be somebody. Persecution, crisis, and whatever. Because people that have seen where you are going, they will do anything to stop you. And the only thing they can do is to frustrate you, disturb you, cause you hindrance, cause you pain, so that you can abandon your post. It's a way of life. It's normal. We don't say the man is sick because he's a sinner, no. One can be sick and yet a friend of God. So it's sick. It's as a sort of a sin. That is how you know sinner. You know sinner by the challenge, their challenges. It's a sinner. The business failure, it's a sinner. The man failed, it's a sinner. The man is sick, is about to die, he has committed sin. Divorce, marriage, sinner, he has committed sin. The man owned debt, the business collapse, as a sort of sin. This is how you know sinner today in the world. You cannot get over sin when you are hit by what you call sin. You are hit finally. That is the end. But to Christian today, people of God, those things are the soil in which their faith flourish. This is to tell you that, look, it is not every sickness that as a result of sin. You, as a child of God, you have given your life to Jesus, you are born again. Maybe next time we have to define the word born again, because it's an abusing word today. People seem not to actually know what it means to be born again. To be taken from dark kingdom to the light. People don't know the procedure. What it takes to be taken out of the dark to the light. Kingdom of life. When you are born again and you are truly born again, the day you are born again, sickness, because there's nothing like sin once you are born again. Because nothing can stop you. Trouble will come. Whatever you call sin, which I regard as a mistake, error, you get over it and will strengthen your desire and your determination for God. We call it stronger. That will be stronger, but that stronger will make you stronger. Amen. Are you with me? That will be what? Stronger. We call it stronger. What the situation or mistake that come your way when you are born again, we call it struggle. But that struggle will make you stronger. It's like character being tested. A goal in the furnace. When a gold is in the furnace, it will remove impurities. And when impurity is removed, you see shiny gold. Are you there? When gold is in the furnace, fire, it will be there to remove what? Impurity. That is things you chemists, physicists, you know those things that being removed from the. So this is just the situation you are when you are going through what we call persecution, temptation, tribulation. It's like you are in the furnace, you are gold in the furnace to remove all impurities, to make you shine more, shine better. Better will go through it and come out best. Are you a Christian? Yes. You are good. Your good Christian will go through that furnace and come out best, better. Again, in the future, your better will go through the furnace and come out best. That is what you are going through. Your stage as a Christian, good Christian, good Christian. That is deepest at your stage. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, genuinely, you step into deep Christian. Now, tribulation, persecution, temptation will come. These are furnace, fire. And your good will enter and begin to struggle and struggle and struggle. And that struggle will now become stronger, better, deeper. You come out of all this, become deeper Christian. And that deeper again, the higher persecution, tribulation, temptation, could be failure in business, could be sickness, could be whatever, and it's a struggle. You come out of that fire furnace, you're better. Come out, your best come out, you better enter and come out with best. So this is the stage of things. Hallelujah. It's normal. If you are not a Christian, where? It will impair, those things will impair you, will destroy you, will cost you your life. Because of the relationship you have with Jesus, that relationship is a covenant, and he will not leave you. Once you have that relationship, it will always aware of where you go, what you are doing, what is coming your way, and will try to be there to see you through. But if there is no relationship, where? You know your power cannot help you. You have no power to help to get you out of this. So this is like others, they end their life, it costs them their life, cost them, well, just mention. So your struggle is not like others. So therefore, please, I'm happy when I saw you dancing, jubilating, and I was looking at those who are even in pain, trouble, but they were dancing to really show that they believe. And I want to congratulate you once again. Hallelujah. Thank you. So please, let's watch the prophecy of this family so we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. if you get to one there, just there,
your wife bites you with teeth. Come. I'm looking at you. There's come, I'm looking at you. You have no air. You have problem with your wife.
Quand Dieu a dit que ta femme t'a mordu, tu as des problèmes avec ta femme.
You know, we are here for deliverance and God loves us so much. Can I see the hand?
La prophétie dit que sa femme l'a mordu. En pantalla, las mordidas. El profeta ha dicho que su esposa le muerde. Observe la pantalla de brazo.
Jesus love you.
Jesús le ama.
Let's see the family, please. Let's see
I want
family.
To assure you,
Satan is a liar. I want to join your family.
Thank you. Man of God, help me invite my wife because she said that you are the only one who can invite her. Help me invite her.
Who said that?
My wife.
Glory be to God. If you respect the grace in my life, so you don't have problem there.
Thank you.
So I will do property to invite her.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to let me greet my sister for the word your husband said. That he who honor a prophet because he's a prophet shall receive prophet reward. He said, Pastor is the only one that can invite her. Thank you very much. Finally, you are here. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Lebeno Sefine. I'm a businessman, General Goose. Well, last week, Sunday, this prophecy came in. There is a gentleman, their wife bites him, and I come up. Man of God say, come up, I will help you. The prophecy was truth, 100% truth. Since I married, we are having problems. What is the cause of the problem? The cause of the problem is that my wife can never agree with me. Anything I ask her to do, first of all, their mother must be aware of it before doing it. I begin to wonder. Then I ask her, are you marrying your mother or me? The answer is not answered. Okay, we keep going. Even though when I marry her, I'm taking care of everybody, both the family and both my family. But when...
Please, just... Want to notice, please, for 1 second. Camera, please come. I want you to watch something on the screen. A man is doing something that really I want to encourage the whole world. Okay, thank you. Okay, can you just do what you are doing now? Put it on the screen. Please, at the table, you are covering the... Okay. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Please, thank you. Can you see? This is every second I've been watching here since I've been talking. It has finished 2 bottles. Since I enter here and I turn my face there, is the within a second? When I talk, look. There is no better medicine than this. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor again. I can't hear you. Brother, continue doing. Let's continue our talk. Again. There is no, all this spinal cord, lumps, kidney problems, headache, hypertension, diabetes, this, that, I give you just 2 weeks. Food you are eating cannot give you anything. It's only you are hungry and you eat, that is all. If you ask this man now, since money has been taken, what all like that? And you have the opportunity to take, please, listen, it's not an issue of joking. I just want to draw your attention to that. You eat, it cannot. This, there's no better medicine. All this fat, trouble in your life, headache, depression, hypertension, blood pressure, you need total overhauling. You know water takes 65% in our body. Complete your body, your life. Water is 65%. The remaining 45 is something else. But water, you take blood. No. Water take 65%. of your body. You know, there are many things in your body, but water takes 65. Minus 65 from 100%. Today, when you ask many people here today, they can eat anything. They will eat. It is when they want to eat, they drink water. And when they want to drink water, they will drink cold one. Very, very cold, to destroy your kidney, to destroy your life. Your blood will turn to yellow, destroy your life. If you take cold water, you are destroying yourself. It cannot give you the result we are talking about. It is when they want to eat. This man is not taking this water because it's thirsty. It's not thirsty. He's not taking this water because he's hungry. It's not. He's taking it as medicine. You should take water as medicine. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. You know, when you want to take a medicine like a tablet, you take it under the rail, under force. No one is admired to take drug. Even when you put it in your mouth, you will not want it to stay in your lips, in your tongue, because of taste. You want quickly drop it inside your. If you don't take water as medicine, it cannot work in your system. Don't take it because you are thirsty, because you need to drink water when you are eating. No. Take it as medicine. This is that. Put it on the screen again. Let's see, brother. He has finished three. Put it in your mouth. 3 bottles today. Or 4. He has finished that one. Another one. When you start from beginning, when you start, you will be frustrated because you'll be going to restroom. Even if care is not taken, you will wet your body. Don't worry, it's not diabetes. Because many of you say, what man of God asked me to take up? Thank you. Don't mind them. Many say, what man of God asked me to take? I've turned to diabetes now. I cannot sleep in the night. I cannot sleep in the night. No, at the beginning, it just like that. You begin to go to toilet. You can go to toilet 20 times at the beginning. But after 1 month, your system will get to you to it. Get used to it. After 1 month, 2 months, depend on your system. First, your system will reject it at the beginning. When you start today, your system will reject it. Do you know what will happen? First, you start seeing your leg swell up. Your leg here, you will begin to swell up, because your system will reject it at the beginning. You think that it's not good. Don't be afraid. Continue to take it, until your system will get used to it. In a week, 2 weeks, your system will get used to it. You see, when you drop a water in a tap that block, what will happen? A tap, you want to fill a tap through a drum through tap, and that tap has been there for long and it blocks. What will happen when you drop water? It will come back. It will go wrong place. Instead of going, it will go wrong place. That is a many veins in your system has been blocked. I check again. Vein. Many of these veins have been blocked. It need to be flushed out. When you start this water therapy, firstly, you will find as if when you are drinking it, the water will come back in your nose. Sometimes when you take it, you see your legs swell up. Sometimes you see here, swell up. And you start going to toilet, because the vein has been blocked and the water is going to wrong places in your system. But when you persistent, taking it, force yourself to take it, the vein will open and the water will go to the right places. So clap for my brothers. So please, you have opportunity, you need that bottle. At least before the end of the service, 2 to 3. You must get used to it. When you leave here, when you go to work, inside your vehicle while you are driving, little time, you take a before you get to where you are going. Even inside the plane, you fly from here to South Africa, you are supposed to finish 2 bottles inside the plane. You don't need food there. What kind of food would they give you? Well, the food you demand for may not be available. Okay, take the salt water. On the air, you can finish 2 bottles before you get down and sleep. It's the best medicine. How can you replace the sweat that is going through your life now? You sweat and sweat, go to toilet. How do you replace them? You can't replace them. The water you take when you are thirsty is not enough to replace the sweat that is coming out of your system, to replace the urine that is coming out of your system. It's not enough. When you are thirsty, you can't drink enough to replace the sweat. Do me a favor, I will stop so that we can listen to our mommy, our dad. Do me one favor. From tomorrow morning, when you wake up in the morning, get a bowl. Drop your urine, your feces there. If you can capture your urine throughout from morning till night, you will know the quantity of water. We are not talking of sweats. Just urine, feces. You need to know the quantity of urine that's coming out of you. When you know it from morning to night, you know how important you need to take water. Yes, do that favor for me tomorrow. Very early morning in the midnight, when you wake up in the midnight to toilet, don't waste it. Just put it in. Continue to urinate in a bowl. Make sure you keep it till night, so that you can see the quantity of urine, the water that is coming out of you. When you now see, you need to ask yourself, what is replacement? How do I replace this, all this that coming out of me? When I'm thirsty, the water I'm taking, is this actually enough to replace all this thing? It's not enough. This is the cause of headache, hypertension, all kind of sickness you are having, necessary sickness. So thank you very much. My brother, thank you. And I want to thank my brother there. Thank you. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. I've been studying you since I entered the crowd. Yes.
So, my name is Ifeanyi Livinus from Anambra. I'm a businessman dealing on general goods. Last week, when the prophecy of man of God came in, the man of God said, there is a gentleman there, their wife bite him, please come out. And when I come out, and the man of God said, don't worry, I will help you. The prophecy was 100% correct. Now, this is my wife. We wedded for past 16 years ago. And I'm the one who took her to school to become a graduate. And after finished the become a graduate, I asked her, what do you want to do? She said she wants to stay with me in my office. I said, okay, no problem. Now, I said, as far as you decide to make up your mind, let me hand everything over to you. And she starts staying with me. At that time, the confusion start coming. When their mother saw any of their friends in market traveling, she come to her and tell her that this person travel. Then he become confused. I told my wife, if you are not ready to take care of these goods, because I'm always traveling and they hand everything over to you. If you're not ready to travel, I can easily forget about these goods you people are selling here and face your other business. Because I can't travel, you travel. And meanwhile, you're still a nurse baby. Because their last baby now is a year and.
Because of time, brother, can you just get us summarized? We just,
Okay, how she bite me, this thing become a problem in the house, that every time I must travel. And I begin to tell you, please, have patience, let's finish what we have in hand. Like there is a building, a plaza we want to finish. When we finish this building, you can take about two shots and you start managing. Anything you want to do, you do. He says she cannot do it. Every day, she will come collaborate with their mother, start discussing. Okay, now, the issue of this bite now. One evening like that, she came back late, and I asked her, where are you coming from? She said that, why should I ask her such question?
Okay, can you help me, sir, summarize the exact thing that my sister is doing that is not helping the marriage, that is causing you pain? Okay, just summarize.
The thing causing me pain, number one,
as a mother of family, my wife will stay in room like this, a room like this, lock the door. Where their children is praying, she can't come out. That is the most painful thing in me.
You say what?
My wife will stay in that place, in a room. And here is Fala. They are playing general prayer. She can't come out.
Okay, your wife will be inside the room.
Yes.
And what will happen?
Their children, the family prayer, we are praying. She can't come out.
That is the one greatest thing that pain you have.
It's the one of my greatest.
What was that again?
Yeah, another one. If I tell her, let's come together, we discuss about our family, she can't come close to me.
Okay.
Another thing. Anything I tell her, she can never agree with me unless their mother is aware of the matter.
Okay. That's all.
So please, man of God, I kneel down before you. I need you to become my
family. This is why I don't want to wear
tight
jeans. This tight jeans does not allow me to. Oh my God. My jeans is too tight. Please, you. I don't want to wear this tight thing. I came out before I knew that it's too tight. I want to be free. Don't be on your knee for me.
Please, man of God, I need peace in my family, please.
Okay, it's all right. Madam, you listen to what my brother is saying now. It's a kind of nonchalant attitude. I don't care. You don't bother the children, you always see inside the room, and the children will be walking. You are not taking care of the home. And please, you know every one of us has limitation. Do we have anyone that does not have limitation here? Limitation means where you are weak, where you need help. You cannot do it alone. You cannot do it on your own. Limitation. Yes, every one of us here has a limitation. So please, when you hear a person limitation, you think about your own limitation. That does not cause. Please. If I were you, it is time for lesson. It is time for wisdom. It is time for experience. You listen, you catch your own experience. You have experience to learn from what is happening. So my brother said, that kind of relationship, husband and wife, is not there. That kind of look and warm, you have listened to what he said. You want to talk?
Yes.
So because I have something to say. Okay, thank you.
People of God, Emmanuel. My name is Ogechukwu Ifeanyi. I was at my home on Sunday. Somebody called me, one of my friends, that he saw my husband on Emmanuel TV. Man of God was prophesying to him. Because that day, it was raining heavily on our side, so there was lightning. So we are not getting the television very clearly. So I now quickly rushed to the parlor. That time the rain has stopped. I on the tele. I watched the last part. And that was my greatest wish, is to meet man of God. Because I want God to intervene in this case. My own personal effort has failed me. I want God to manifest his strength.
Clap for her. It says his own personal effort has failed. He has been making an attempt to bring the consolation to come together, but he says he has failed. He wants God to intervene. That is good talk. If I'm right, I say good talk. Let's listen.
So the prophecy man of God gave my husband is very, very true. Really, I bite him. That bite was a self-defense bite.
Look at my brother. My brother is looking at him. Camera, why can't you drop and close, white and close? Self-defense. Give me my.
Yes, Daddy.
Why? Why do you say self-defense?
He always beat me at home.
And
with no reason at all.
That's self-defense by?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I know if God has said through man of God that there is a man here womanizing or maltreating your wife, my husband will never come out.
Eh? What kind of woman is this? Don't spoil my reconciliation. This woman, don't spoil my reconciliation. Yeah. What kind of commander is he? Look at what he said. I never said that. Oh my God.
People of God, you know God speaks to us in the languages we will understand. He knows our hearts and he knows how to talk to us. So that was the only language God used to talk to my husband that
day. Which language? Which language?
That your wife bites you. He now rush out.
Why are you translating the God's word? Are you a translator?
No, man of God.
Why are you translating God's wisdom? How come?
Man of God, it's through my own understanding and little experience.
So you mean that is the language God wanted to use, Abi?
Yes.
Okay, what is the meaning of that language? There's a woman here. There's a man here that the wife by the right or left hand. Okay, what is the meaning of that to you?
If God had used other languages, he wouldn't have come out.
Which language?
If God said there is a man here womanizing or maltreating your wife, he will never, never come out. My husband, you are seeing here, by the grace of God, money is not our problem. We can afford to feed ourselves and feed our neighbor. But when God gave you blessing and that blessing begin to control you, instead of you controlling that blessing, it become a problem. That was what happened in our own case. My husband, they have group of friends. I never knew that men, they can do ashebi and clubbing more than women. They party a lot. They go about carrying on.
Madam, wait. Don't use this medium to express your feeling. I will still see you people one-on-one. I just want what the law said, a reply for that. When I see you one-on-one, you have many things to tell me. Let that one be when we are meeting privately. Because whatever we do here now, it will still be followed by the consultation in the office. After this meeting, I'm still meeting you people at the office. So those are the things you will discuss. Okay. So and I now with the institution of Tina, let him take the matter up. You bite your husband.
Yes, that.
You call it defend.
Yes, that.
What are you trying to defend?
That he always beats me. This beating is not even. In fact, there was an incident. I took my children to lab. He was coming back from travel, from abroad. He didn't even tell me that he's coming back, so that he will come back home and cut me and my boyfriends. That was what he was thinking in his mind. So when we are coming back, he was calling me.
How do you know that was a thought in his mind?
That is, even in the house, everybody around, he suspects me and that person. What remains is for him to chain me. I don't go out. I don't greet people. Even to go out is a problem.
Okay, it's all right. It is the way your husband expressed the love he has for you. So, a woman you don't love, you will not care or mind whether she go out or not. Because she loves you. These are the reasons why we are here today, to counsel ourselves. That it is God that monitoring people, not we. If you try to monitor a human being, we are deceiving ourselves. But it's a way of expressing that kind of love. The love he has for you is not ordinary. Okay, that is why he's trying to monitor you, but which is not a proper way anyway. But it's not out of hatred, but out of love, that monitoring. If he monitor you, try to monitor you, he doesn't want you to talk to people, or he love you so much. So much. Compared to any other person outside there, he see you the best. That is why he's doing that. Okay. Now, it's not the proper way to do it. This is the area we want to talk about. We can see reason why you don't take care of the home, you just show on consigning to the children. When your husband call you, you don't mind because of what you are saying now. Okay, which we still need to confirm. But whatever the matter, no matter what happened, one thing that is still clear to me, which God told me, this is a marriage from God. Listen. No matter what your husband or what you might have done to destroy this marriage or to make this marriage or to... This is marriage from God. And if you separate this marriage, he will suffer and you will suffer. You will never have this kind of relationship you are enjoying. So whatever happened now, let us repair this marriage. Let us come to reconciliation table. Let us discuss how we can live together. When you know that you have the best, mean if you now live the best, you are going to better. And if you live the better, you are going to good. And if you live the good, you go to bad. But now you have the best. This is not better marriage. This is not good marriage. It's best marriage because it's from God. Whatever happened, whatever that is happening concerning, it's God's own marriage. So we have to come together now and receive deliverance and make this marriage enjoyable so that we understand ourselves. There's something your husband mentioned which I don't want you to mention again and again. And when I see you in the office, I want you to say a big sorry for mentioning it not here. That kind of, it's common among men. When you want to talk, you say, I'm the one who sent my wife to school. What is that kind of language mean? If you can send somebody, we give charity, we give many people, we send people to school. Your wife, if you send this woman to school, from university, from primary school to university, or to become a professor, and then later become your wife. Is that not a rare grace, a rare privilege? Why should we now begin to measure that? Does it mean now you send her to school, it should be your servant, not your wife? So that kind of language is common among men. You women will say, I'm the one who sent the man to school, because it's also common. Women will say, yes, I sent him to school from this university to this PhD professor. I sent him to oversee, but later we marry. What do you mean? You mean he should turn to your servant? Once love has come, it has come. It's a rare privilege for you to even send somebody to school, to contribute to the future of someone. I don't want that, because the way you measure it, it shows that this is language you are using at home. And once you use that home language, you will never see her as your wife. You see her as your servant. Okay, let's don't talk about that at all. This is the only area now I'm bitter about, and I know it's common. All men, 99% of men, this is language. Once they have opportunity to send people to school and later you marry the person, it's a language that if I'm not sending you to school, you'll be on the street. If I'm not sending you to school, you'll be in the farm. If I'm not sending you to school, you'll be in the village. If you are not sending her to school, someone will send her to school. It is written that if God say you'll be a graduate or what something, if I'm not making contribute to that, someone will contribute to that. It is written that you must. If somebody is going to say you must get to a position, who gets you there does not matter. Tell your neighbor, if God say you get to a position, whom God used to get you there, it does not matter. So that is about that. And two, the respect. Apart from what they are saying, I want you to give that deserved respect to your husband. We are going to talk about that, okay? We are going to talk about that. Because if God is not involved in this marriage, I will not waste my time. God is involved. God joined you people together. Okay, so that respect your husband deserves, this has to be restored immediately. And outside this marriage, any issue concerning this marriage should not be taken like you. There's nothing bad close to your mom or close to your dad, but you shouldn't take any issue about this marriage to the outside. So every other relationship are outside. Okay, so you want to build your home? You can build your home like Solomon. It's David. Solomon is greater than David. Okay, it was David that was taking advice from Solomon later. Not even Solomon went there, because he was given the most wiser, intelligent. Okay, so you are building the best marriage, okay, which our mother, our father too can come to take advice from. So I'm going to meet you people. Thank you very much. I want to salute you once again. You say, man of God call you, you come. Thank you very much for coming. Uncle, please, will you give a kind of hug to your wife? Please, I know it's with bitterness. I know you are not happy, but please. No, my sister. I want to hold my sister. I'll be seeing you, okay? Huh? Okay, I know you have a lot to say. Huh?
I have a lot to say.
Okay. Me too, I have a lot to say. Okay. So I will swallow my own, you swallow your own. So when we meet in the office, we talk. You may even decide not to talk to your husband now until we get to the office. By the time I talk my own, you will still listen to kiss your wife, your husband, 3 times. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Why is the bar? Who owned the bar? Give my bag. Give us. So please. No, don't. Love is not by force. Let my sister sit on our own, my brother will sit on his own. Next Sunday, they will come and give testimony. Okay, come on. Okay. So please don't force them. Let them sit separately. Okay? Love is a thing of the heart. Don't force anyone. If you force people for love, it cannot last. Okay, we are looking for love that will last forever. Not just love on the surface. Okay? But I want to assure you, by next week, they will come here and give testimony. Because my sister has a lot to say. And he believed that until he said this. Okay, I will listen to that in the office. Once I listen to that, I will now say my own, God's opinion. And if he hear God's opinion, he will surrender. Okay? But in this case now, our brother does not matter. God, wife, Pastor TB Joshua. After that, we can bring the husband, because what the husband is saying is just a minute to what is on the ground. Okay, thank you very much. Wow.
De la confirmation de la prophétie de cet homme qui a reçu la prophétie, sa femme l'a mordu, effectivement sa femme.
Well, maybe I will soon change my name. I will now begin to bear a very strong name that you cannot pronounce. By the time you say, nobody will know whom you are talking about. Because that name, TB Joshua, is easy to call. Anybody can call that name. I'm asking God to give me one name that you have to learn it for many years before you can pronounce it. TB Joshua, anybody can say that. But that maybe next week I will tell you the name. If you now, after giving you that name and you now TB Joshua, nobody will answer you. Because nobody bear that name. Okay, look at the way he called that name. TB Joshua. And each time you just call me in flesh, I get lost. I will just find that what I want to say, I'm in myself. Now to get connected again, I need, atmosphere of miracle to get connected. Yeah? You know, this is a signal. It's a signal. That when you are setting a man TV and the signal just went off, you begin to look for it again. And it may take you time to get connected there. So it's a signal. Why is it a signal like that? Because we are in the war without faith, without hope. And if God now uses you, it's just by grace. It's just God just wants to use someone and he used me just like that. Not the work of righteousness which I have done, not the work of faithfulness which I have done, not the work of goodness which I have done, not the work of humility which I have done. I have not done anything to deserve it. It's just grace. I hope you are not jealous of me. So this is why you cannot jealous this kind of job. When you see people doing it, jealousy should not come because it's just grace. When you're jealous, you now look at, I'm better than this man. Why should God be using this man? I can approach this thing better than this way. Why God should? That is God for you. That is God for you. So, not the work of righteousness, not the work of goodness, not the work of faithfulness, not the work of this, not the work of that, not the work of that, not the work of humility. No, it's just, there is nothing I've done to deserve what I'm doing. It's just pure grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So let me appeal once again to our people that are waiting to share their testimony. We leave that one for closing hours. When the service is over, I will meet them in the office. So now we can now move to another direction and see what God wants about to do, please. Evangelist, I'm not going to play the rest cases. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Rise up.
You are my desire.
Hallelujah. Yes. I know we there are different country here today. We come from different country, different nations. And if you call everyone one by one, listen to them, they will tell you the similar thing that happened. The same thing that happened to your country is what has happened to all other countries. Shameless art. No, demon caused people to lose control. Demon caused people to lose what? To lose control. And when you lose control, shameless heart. You cannot listen again. Shameless heart. Like the prayer I offer now, that also under the bondage, dominion of Satan, and all his what? Art. All souls under the bondage, dominion of Satan, and all his what? All his art. Affliction. Backwardness, just name all those things that is going on as a sort of demon. This is why we are here today. Everything, what is happening in Nigeria is what is happening everywhere, all over the world. And it just happened like that. Even those who have money, they have no peace, that peace and comfort to move freely, to do what they can do to enjoy their money. So, we that have the fear of God, we are here. Like I told you, I have a lot of message and the revelation which I've been putting together, which last time I said, I want to say, oh, that's nothing we can do, I have to say it. Even printed it and gave you a copy. Because when you look at from last year, November, the copy of message I deliver on December is what people are going through now. Till now, it's what is raining, what is going on. We have not even outside. This is last year, November. I was telling you about scarcity of food, because the food is concerning me. It concerns everybody. Let every other thing go, but food. This is very important. It's nature. I say scarcity of food, and the last 3-4 weeks, I was telling you that we have not seen. I talk of shortage, but this large scale is coming. So the preparation now, my brother, the preparation. Don't just spend your money on those things you enjoy, but remember, hard time is coming. And you need to keep your family, to keep yourself, to keep your loved one. Give them their daily bread. So we have to prepare this. And we talk of farming, which is good. But nature himself, like rain, from now to February next year, where there's rain, it may be maybe in the wrong time. Wrong time. And when the rain fall in the wrong time, it affected the crop badly. And where there's rain at the appropriate time, too much of it to destroy the crops. I think God just allow us to go through the, as to separate the wheat from the chaff. Because the war is going in the wrong direction. But all this should not discourage you from becoming a farmer. This should not discourage you from investing in farming. Invest in your little way as to honor God and honor men. You are not investing in farming because of food you need, but as to honor God and men. When you do so, you are honoring God and men. You know, you want to honor God. Okay, let me go to farm, let me farm. Out of my money, let me invest this to the farm. You are honoring God. Amen. Not just because of food, scarcity of food, but you honor God. Amen. And he who honor God will be honored. So when you do that, you will be honored. God will bless your generation. Hallelujah. So the Lord will bless your generation when you invest into the farm. Not necessarily you become a farmer, but your money, invested it there. Occasionally, weekend, you can just drive there to see what is going on and employ people. People are out there that are ready for the job. You create employment. Not only you provide food, for future, but you create employment for the young ones that are on the streets. Create future. So please honor God. Honor God. And the Lord will honor you. So thank you, Lord. So we continue. I will not leave you from minute to minute. I want to address you on the challenges that are ahead. But when you leave here, maybe probably next Sunday again, those of you that are coming, or some maybe a year, 2 years, once you are here, I will address you to tell you the future. So that when you write this down, in future you continue to remember what this man has said it. You walk towards it, and it shall be well. You may be seated, thank you. Hallelujah. So, where I was addressing people, it's like I should go into the midst of people like my brother here now. See, can you see? Just like that. But I don't know what to do sometimes. I just say, God, give me the grace. But the grace we have now is, after the service, we have the grace to see you again. Is that not a rare grace? So it's just stand there, and there's a woman there, Madam Bleeding.
Yes, man of God.
Speak louder.
Yes, man of God.
Bleeding.
Yes,
you know, it's
God.
Not written in your body that's bleeding. And somebody who looks beautiful like that, you can't just meet and say bleeding. And it's